100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And this is the weekly challenge. The topic for this week was cliche. And we got some stories in for you, from you. For you to listen to. That was awkward, wasn't it? Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories. And by the way, if you're thinking about a story, you're taking a while, it's all right. Go ahead and send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Here we go.
Good morning, Richard here. This is my 100-word story on the topic cliché. It's called 100 words. I've never really worked out how to be a success as a writer, because it seems to me there are two options to choose from. You either avoid the obvious clichéd tropes, attempt something new and groundbreaking, and hope there are people out there bored of the same old themes and stories who'll give you a shot. Alternatively, you can play it safe. Every story a cliché. Every ending a happy one. Sticking with the tried and tested formulae, in the hope that there's still space on the market for you. Or you could just write wistful 100-word stories. Well, that's my offering for this week. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge, number 827, with a prompt of cliche. So here's my story. The old woman ushered them to a corner, while the rest of the young people enjoyed Sabrina's caramel corn and other goodies. Bilbert folded his arms defiantly.
"I didn't want any of your snacks anyway. They probably have ingredients like eye of newt or wing of gnat."
The witch rolled her eyes.
"Don't be cliché. If you understood what magic really is, you would recognize, as I have, that you two are the only ones with real power."
"Sabrina has real magical power?" he asked.
"Yes," the witch said. "This is why the two of you must become a couple."
Thanks for listening. I hope Vladimir Putin suffers a painful death, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is a continuation of what could possibly go wrong. Oh, 27. "What goes around comes around," quipped Parker. "Not that witty, mate," fired the captain. "Perhaps one less cliché is in order." "Is that some sort of French chocolate?" asked Molly, covered in powder. "Round, my dear, not ground," stated Ernesto. "Well, as the gods of time and space would have it, the ground did move. Forgive yet another cliché." "Something has gone to ground," said Ford. It was still a moment, then all hell broke loose. No one kept their footing. "Oh no, not again," droned the captain. "Not if I can help it," said the voice below Parker's feet. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Just because I'm not a cliché doesn't mean you shouldn't be afraid. Because, if you think about it, to be a trendy, teenage, vampire, with lots of friends, a sense of fun, and pretty mean baseball skills. Is far better cover than lurking in the shadows, sleeping in coffins, and displaying an unhealthy interest in all things gothic. Let's face it. That sort of behavior just screams, vampire. And is going to invite all sorts of unwanted attention. And the distinct possibility of waking up to find someone looming over you with a wooden stake. So, be afraid. Very afraid.
Turner Brazzino here, with a story on the word cliché. The archaeologist read out his translation of a clay tablet that the explorer had retrieved from the ruins of an ancient palace. It's a proclamation from the emperor's first minister about the invasion that within a few years would destroy the empire. It says, "To all that it may concern, the emperor is taking all appropriate measures to deal with the current situation and anticipates a favourable resolution of the matter in the near future." "Is that all?" said the explorer disgustedly. "He was a politician," replied the archaeologist. "In 5,000 years, did they ever not speak in clichés?"
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. "A perfect storm," he said. I replied, "What comes around goes around." He nodded. "If walls could talk." "Yep, but sometimes ignorance is bliss." He nodded again. There was a moment of silence while we looked at the sea. "We must think outside the box," I replied, "but we must be careful not to open a can of worms." "True. Oh, well, it doesn't matter anymore. He's dead as a doornail." I smiled. "Good things come to those who wait." "And we did wait a long time," he said. "We did. My finger was freezing," I replied, holding the gun. And this is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Benny Baker is only spoken of in hushed whispers. His file was taken from the school under armed guard and brought to the district office. Nobody is allowed to see it. And when it was time to computerize all the district's records, Benny's file was kept on paper. If you search for it, all you'll get is restricted. There was a group of kids who tried to break into the district office to find Benny's file. They were never seen again. So, what about Benny? He's buried in the schoolyard, with all the other pet hamsters from the kindergarten.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of cliché. I could come up with some cliché saying how proud of y'all I am and how thankful I am, but I might as well just say that. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week, whether you wrote a story or sent one in or you're listening right now. It's okay. It's cool. The topic for next week is a pick two. You should go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see which topics they are. You'll see also the text of the stories, links to people's sites to learn more about what they're writing, and all sorts of things. It's archives of almost how many years? A lot of years. Thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.